The British singer David Gray made his name with lonesome lyrics and with the way he gives them voice.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing, green to red.
Many radio listeners know David Gray from this song called Babylon. It's a few years old, and the music behind that voice is different these days. The sound is bigger, with a lot more orchestration. And there's a story behind the way that it changed. It has to do with the people around him. On this program, we've been hearing about the influence of record producers. Yesterday, longtime musician and producer Al Cooper told us how they sometimes fail. This morning, David Gray explains how he learned to collaborate with the producer, a former producer for the likes of David Bowie and Madonna. His name is Marius DeVries, was involved in David Gray's latest album. It's called Life in Slow Motion. I feel like listening to this and listening to some of your past music that you've become a lot more expansive here in the range of instrumentation and the orchestration. What's happening to your music?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time coming, but finally I feel sort of confident enough and secure enough in my ideas to incorporate a lot of other people's opinions. So I really opened up the process this time. But much more, I mean, I could sense there were big arrangements to be had with some of these songs. They seemed very broad-shouldered when I wrote them.
Why did you need to feel more secure in order to go in that direction?
Well, it's more just to incorporate the world of production completely and utterly, to surrender the music to it in the faith that you will be able to cling on to the sort of integrity of the music in spite of all the sort of gilding and ornamentation. I was always terrified it was going to be compromised in some way.
You'd end up with this big pop fake, basically.
Yeah. You just end up with something that didn't have the... It was missing the bottom line, the sort of the gravelly character that was going to sort of underpin it all.
I'd like to play some of the music from this album. There's a song here called Slow Motion. You have this powerful visual line. It actually uses a film term. While I was watching, you did a slow dissolve. And then, rather than add another line onto that, you finished the verse basically by just repeating that line again and again.
I'm lazy these days.
Well, was there a moment when you sat there trying to think, well, what rhymes with dissolve?
Well, no, because the lyrics, I just understood that it was just going to be a repeating each line process. And it does that pretty much, it honors that throughout the song in all the verses until the very last one where it switches to snowflakes are falling, I'll catch them in my hands. And then the last line is snowflakes are falling and you're my long lost friend. And somehow this, I don't know, epic nostalgia kicks in at that moment.
There's another song that you've written recently that made me wonder if you'd been listening to a lot of old Bruce Springsteen.
You must be talking about The One I Love.
Gonna close my eyes. Gonna watch you go.
It's this version of it. We did many versions, but this one ended up very sort of big and uplifting. It sort of has that, you know, slightly epic Springsteen style about it, like a sort of Born to Run type thing. We literally threw everything but the kitchen sink at this one. I think there might even be a sample of a kitchen sink in there somewhere. I mean, I'm not joking either.
Perfect summer's night. No wind that breathes. Just the bullets whispering gentle amongst the new green leaves. The things that now I'm leaking life.
I just had an image of someone on their deathbed. I guess my stuff's just riddled with sort of mortality. It's the big issue, and it just seems to come up again and again. You mentioned the, you know, doing a slow dissolve, which is another sort of death image in slow motion. You know, ever since my dad died, a couple of other people died around that time. So this, and although you wouldn't tell, ostensibly the song seems very upbeat, and it sort of is. I mean, that's sort of how it works. The dynamic is very much the guy is dying, but he's choosing to see the glory of life at that moment rather than curse it.
When did your father die?
That was a few years ago, 2001.
It continues to affect your songwriting.
Oh, I mean, it's just, you know, I've sort of healed, the whole thing sort of healed over, as these things do in time. And but just what it did to me, I've seen people being born, my daughters, I saw him die, and you just sort of standing at the gates, it deepens your appreciation of life and the fragility of everything. So it's not that I constantly reminisce about him fading away, just that it's affected me forever. So I see the world in a different light.
Well, David Gray, thanks very much.
Thank you. Next week, coming
in. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Won't you take my